In your book, you speak about Germans' role in the Armenian genocide and how it was, what was the reaction of German society and German politicians to the book, and how the book can have its impact in recognition of Armenian genocide by Germany.
Yeah, first of all, what I mentioned is nearly nobody in Germany knows about the German role in 1950-60. Everybody I talked to before said, yeah, I heard about the Armenian genocide, but what do we do have to do with that? Why the Germans? So there is a huge lack of information. And my first aim, of course, as a journalist, is to fill this gap of that the people don't know what happened. And I was very surprised that there is a huge interest about. I make a lot of interviews with radio, television, newspapers, and so on. So the first impact is that the knowing about what happened and what was the role of the Germans will grow in the German society. That is the first condition for get a more briefer discussion in parliament, in schools, and so on.
How Germany can help Turkey to face its history, and how can it have its effect on recognition by Turkey?
I think when the German government now would said, okay, it was a genocide, then it is more difficult for the Turkish government, because Germany was the ally of the Ottomans, and when Germany now said, it's a different than if France would said it, or Italy, or because the special German role in that side, if the Germans said it was a genocide, then it's more difficult for the Turkish government to say, no, it wasn't. And that could be, even for the discussions inside Turkey, it could be important for the people who are critical with the government line. And I think for that reason they should do it, and they should go to Yerevan and say, oh, yeah, we apologize.